Welcome to the Manifestation Lab. This is your host, Kelly Howe. From the grounded science to the mystical and unseen, we're investigating this big experiment we call life and finding what really works when it comes to manifesting a life that sets your heart and your soul on fire. Welcome to the lab. Hey, welcome back to the Manifestation Lab. This is the episode I know so many of you have been out there waiting for, and it is finally here. Today is the day, and we're going to dive into using human design and gene keys to discover deeper alignment in our business. I found our guest, Kayla G, last fall when I was doing a really deep investigation, like almost obsessive investigation into my human design and in my gene keys, because I've just felt kind of lost a little bit in my business. Like I'm not quite in that highest alignment where the same things that used to really bring me joy and light me up just aren't quite doing it right now. So I've really been digging into my astrology and my human design. And like I said, the gene keys was my newest, tiptoe into really getting into like, what has the universe created for me in my template of who I came here to be, to explore and express in my business. So I found Kayla last fall. I sort of connected with her. I've truly been devouring her content for months. She has taught me so much already, and I'm just so happy to be bringing her to you all. I would really say specifically in business, she's really taught me how to leverage the information in my gene keys and human design and like the essence of both of those to bring it to my marketing, to my goal setting, to my messaging, and even to creating sustainable offers. And to be totally honest, this sounds so ridiculous, but I didn't even truly understand what it meant to create a sustainable offer and what I could do to shift that. And like I said, I'm still kind of working and teasing that out, but I've come so far in finding that realignment, and I'm just like so happy to bring you our episode today. We actually recorded this a couple of months ago, and I just kind of fell back on my podcast production and had to put some other things kind of ahead of it, but just so pleased to bring this to you. We bring you so much in this episode. So if you're new to Gene Keys, if you're new to human design, even if you're like a seasoned vet and you already know your type and your gates and like you know a ton about how this all works, we still bring a lot. Like it is so much. And even when we were talking in the episode, I was like thinking, okay, people are going to be really overwhelmed. But the only reason I feel so comfortable covering so much information is because you can stop, you can pause, go print off your chart, go get your charts, bring them back. You can re-listen to things. You can take a breath. You can go to Kayla's podcast channel, Living in Fierce Alignment. And she has over 400 episodes that I am telling you. I mean, like I said, I just devoured them over the fall and I learned so much about the specifics of leaning into my essence and how to bring my human design and gene keys to life through my business and express that. And it's a ton of fun. It can be kind of confusing and overwhelming. So just know that like, if that's how you feel, you're not alone. You're not going to absorb this information all at once. You just won't. So don't put pressure on yourself to do that. It's just not going to happen. Kayla has a million and one resources that is in her freebie pack that I linked in our show notes. Do not forget to take advantage of those freebies. They're not just like airy, fairy, fluffy freebies that she's giving away. This is like really 100% like really solid stuff that is going to help you with that business development with the human design and gene keys. So let me get into her bio here and then we will jump into the episode. Kayla is a 6-2 sacral generator and spiritual mindset and business coach for entrepreneurs. She empowers entrepreneurs by seamlessly blending human design and gene keys with business strategy, enabling business owners to elevate and expand their businesses according to their energetic alignment. She is a no BS gal. I can totally attest to that. And I absolutely freaking love that about her, who is all about real talk for demystifying the online world to fuel courageous journeys. Tune into her 3% globally ranked podcast channel, Living in Fierce Alignment, where you will find almost 400 episodes and 100 plus interviews to date. You can find her freebie page in the links below. You can also find her on Instagram at Kayla G. And she has a couple of programs, you know, that you may want to check out, specifically her signature program by design. So we're going to talk about that in the episode. So let's go ahead and get into it. Well, I'm so glad we finally got this to work out. I know that the universe sort of rearranged our schedule a little bit, but I think it worked out for the best because I got to sit in on your three-part series, your masterclass. And I got to tell you, Keila, it was so good. It was so good. So I hope you're like really celebrating that. Yes, take that and like really receive it because it was really, really good. And as somebody who is really in the place where I'm trying to like go deeper with my human design and really, you know, really embody the essence of my gene keys. And I've really only learned about gene keys in the last year. So I really appreciate what you're doing. So why don't we start with just like telling us a little bit about what you do?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I love that you enjoyed the masterclass series. It was something that I haven't done like a live event in years. I know I shared in the series because I was holding myself back, had a lot of ghosting and people not showing up when I created them before. So it's taken me a journey to get where I am. And so what I do is I work with entrepreneurs on creating their signature program with human design and gene keys. And more specifically, I really focus on bringing strategy into human design and gene keys, because what I noticed is that there's a lot of talk about human design and gene keys in business, but it's just embodiment. And it's like, oh, follow your strategy, follow your authority, like a defined center versus undefined center. And I'm like, well, no, let's like actually apply it to marketing and what it means to niche and what it means to have a sales process and actually have a product suite that scales. Like there's so many, like I can just really see how it's all connected. And this is something that I'm really passionate about. So that's my long story short in terms of what I do, because it's something that my sacral, I'm a 6-2 sacral generator. I'm very lit up by it.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask. So as a 5-1 emotional generator, I found your work and I truly was like, oh my God, I need this. I was like, I need this because I'm doing exactly those things, right? Like I love human design and I use it with clients all the time. And I use like little facets of it to help them break through patterns and work through fears. And it's like little pieces of it. But as far as like building my business from the essence of who I came here to be in regards to my human design and gene keys, when I found your work, I was like, she's literally talking to me. So good for you. So maybe what I'd like to talk about is, you know, you mentioned that this, you've been on a road to get here, right? So what did life look like maybe prior to human design? What did business look like prior to human design? Or maybe even just before you were able to like get really specific and niche out using these specific things in your chart?
Yes, I love this question. So my story started, I would say in 2014, so 10 years ago, is when I started getting into personal development. And that's when I really understood like the power of mindset work and inner work. And it was actually that summer in 2014 that I thought like, I want to start a coaching business. And this is before I even knew that online coaching was a thing. I was just doing a lot of landmark education at the time, like the landmark seminars and whatnot. And I was like, I just love asking powerful questions. Like I love witnessing people shift their behavior and transform their life. And so at the time I was finishing a teaching degree. So in 2015, I graduated. I have a degree in physical education in French, which I'm obviously not using, but it's still applicable in some ways, believe it or not. Kind of hilarious to me being a 6-line and obviously I have a teaching degree. So then in 2019, I had started a personal training business after I was teaching. And that's when I really had my first taste at entrepreneurship. I never, ever thought I could be a business owner. In my head, I was like, if somebody is going to start a business, they must have an MBA. Like people don't just start businesses from thin air. And so in 2019,
I can relate to that completely.
Yeah, it was just, I just didn't think I was that person. So in 2019, I started my business online as a spiritual mindset coach, was just coaching the masses in general, not niched at all. And then about 2 years later is when I found human design and gene keys. This is 2021. And I started to see the crossovers of like, okay, this is embodiment, but I need more strategy. And it really wasn't until I would say like mid 2023 where I was like, this whole embodiment of like strategy authority is not cutting it. Like I literally need to look at what it means to have content that converts and to actually have a sales process and, you know, just generate leads in my business. Like these things were not being implemented in my business and I had to take responsibility for that. But because I had done like 2 years of human design and gene keys contemplation, like I could just see life and business through that lens. So then when I started to get the strategy, I was like, okay, I know what the people that love Human Design and Gene Keys, like, I know what they're looking for. And now this is something that I'm sharing. So the point is, long story short, it was a process. And so I'm starting my 6-year business. Like, this took time. And it doesn't mean everyone's going to take mm-hmm. 5 years to figure their shit out. And I'm not saying all my shit's figured out, but it takes time. So just have compassion for yourself, because it's not easy to like own your genius, right? So that's my story.
No, it's beautiful. And so that was one of the things that I was so impressed with and so grateful for on your masterclass, was you started out saying like, listen, I'm not going to talk about having 6-7-figure years. Like, I wasn't one of those people that just like hit the ground running and, you know, scaled really, really quickly. And I think everybody in your audience that we were watching were like, ah, you know, because I'm 10 years in and I'm like, I'm killing it in a lot of ways, right? Like, feeling so good about where I've come from and what I've been through and what I've learned. But at the same time, there's a lot of frustration. And it feels like when you're, you know, when you're online and you're listening to all these coaches and you're like, okay, I'm trying to figure this out. And so you're watching people and they're all coming on and talking about like, this is how I got to 6 figures in 6 months. I'm like, now I just want to fucking punch you in the face, you know, just to be clear. Yeah. That's super annoying when you're like 10 years in, you know, and I get it. Like, there's a place for it, but I just found that really, really refreshing, you sharing your authentic story and showing us that like, yeah, there's this in-between place. It's such a great reminder.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's easy to talk about money because it's so tangible. But I think the one thing that people don't even realize is they think, oh, and I'm guilty of this too. Oh, I want 6 figures a year, multiple 6-figure, 7-figure, 6-figure months, whatever. And it's like, we're so focused on the tangibility and the numbers that we actually forget like who we're becoming in the process, and that what we're doing is so much more than just selling programs, selling services. Like, we're really changing lives. Like, I'm really starting to see now that I'm working with more people consistently, and that people come in and they're doubting themselves, they're not really sure. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can see your potential and like what you want to do. Like, you have to believe that you can become that person. It's right there. Like, I can see it. And it's like, and even when people think, oh, you know, the industry saturated, like right now I'm working with two clients where one of like, they're both talking about cycle syncing and business, but they both do it so differently that it doesn't even look the same to me. Mm-hmm. And so that just, I just wanted to share that as an example so people can stop comparing themselves and looking at numbers and looking at what other people are doing. Like, people really are their own unique person. And when you claim that and show up with it, that is like one of the biggest backbones to your business, along with having the correct strategy to support you. So that's something that's really been coming up for me lately that I feel very passionate about. And I just think it just makes me excited because all the people that I work with, they're women who want to help other women. Like, it's actually such a privilege. Like, we're contributing to like a massive ripple effect and impact in the world. Like, that's it. People just want to help people. And it like makes me emotional because there's all this mind drama, and then we stop ourselves and we think we can't do it, and we judge ourselves when we have low income months or we have to get a 9-to-5. And I'm like, who fucking cares? Like, just keep going. You know, like, that's really what I feel in my heart.
Yeah. I can feel your passion about it too. And behind it, it's like, it's really, really, it's really powerful. It's very tangible. And when you talk about it, like, you can just tell that you're in your zone of genius, you know, like, you could just feel it, you can see it. And I've been having that conversation with so many people lately. And so I love that you brought this up. And it's this idea that it's like, you know, as somebody like yourself who didn't feel like I would ever be an entrepreneur, like, I never even really saw myself as a leader, but like, looking back, I'm like, yeah, I always sort of was that person that was not like raising my hand to do it, but I'd always get put in the position to lead. You know, that's me. I'm like the reluctant, like, okay, sure. So being that kind of person, I keep trying to tell my clients, I'm like, you are bringing your essence to the table, whether you know it or not. And so even if you're comparing and you're trying to do it like someone else, you can't. Like, you literally can't do it like someone else. And so if you can just like let yourself be that essence and let that expand and be what it is, obviously we need action. Like, it's not, I love you went on a riff recently about that, about, you know, like all the airy fairy fluffy manifestation work and not taking action. So we can talk about that here in a second. But I think sometimes we forget that, like, even if we show up and we say the exact same thing and we tried to even take the same pictures and we tried to like be someone else, we can't. Like, even if we try, we can't be like someone else. So I don't know. Totally. I just appreciate you bringing that to the table. But maybe that will transition us into, let's talk about manifestation a little bit and what that looks like in business, because you and I both work with really highly spiritual, very conscious entrepreneurs, coaches, healers, and there is this place where people fall into where it's like all vibration and no action. So talk to me about your thoughts on that.
Yes. Yeah, so I fell deep into the rabbit hole of embodiment, energetic match. Like, I look back on the version of myself over the last several years in my business. And, you know, I spent thousands of dollars on money courses, like learning how to manifest money. And I just was constantly journaling and doing EFT and doing all these things to be that energetic match, to get 10K months, to pay off my debt, to gain the clients. And I thought I was taking action, but I wasn't. It was like I was actually coping with the fact that things weren't working. And what I noticed my pattern was is like, let's say I did a launch and it flopped, and I'd be like, oh my God, like I wasn't an energetic match. Like I didn't do enough. Like I would really get in my head. So then I would just go and deal with my feelings about it, which is not a bad thing. But then I would continue with the same behavior, mm-hmm. which was the problem. And so what really happened for me was last year in 2023, like something just snapped. And what happened was that I mean, I'll be completely transparent. You know, I have probably like 30 to 40 grand of debt that I'm focused on paying off this year. And last year got to a point where I was trying to do it all by myself. Like I didn't tell my fiance knew that I had debt, but he didn't know how much. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm just going to manifest like a month and I'll just pay it all off. And that's how I was operating. It was just, I look back, I'm like, Kayla, I just want to shake myself. And it got to a point where I was really transparent with him. And the reality is it had nothing to do with me being an energetic match. I had to look at my behavior, and it was like, Kayla, you're not using a budget sheet. You're not living within your means. You're playing the game of, oh, I'm just going to invest in this thing and I'll figure out the money later, you know, like jump and the universe will catch you. And like, that does happen. But also there is a level of responsibility that I just was not taking. And so last year around May, I really started to get responsible, and things got worse before they got better. I had serious conversations last year about consolidating my debt, which was like obviously going to have a huge impact on my credit score. It was going to affect like how I do business moving forward. It's going to affect us buying a house in the next couple of years. Like there was a really huge impact for me doing too much, quote, embodiment work. And I just, at that time, I was simultaneously implementing more strategy, getting more niched. And that's when I created Signature Program by Design. And I'll never forget this. It was in October and I was looking at November and I was like, okay, Kayla, your credit cards are maxed. Line of credit's maxed. You have a recurring revenue of $600 coming in November. I don't know how the fuck I'm paying my rent in December. And I was like, cool. So I just kept going. And that month is when Signature Program by Design really took off, and I made over $13,000. And I was like, oh my God. And it was just because I had the budget sheet at that point, I paid off a bunch of debt. I was like organized to be able to say, okay, here's rent, here's bills. And I started to have momentum from that because I was being responsible. And it wasn't just trying to be an energetic match. Like I was actually looking at doing the unsexy work. Like people don't want to look at a budget sheet. Like, it's like, oh, I don't feel good doing that. I used to do that too. Like, why would I do that? I just trust the universe, but I was avoiding responsibility. And so I made myself do that work because I thought, if I had a multiple six-figure, seven-figure business, does that version of Kayla, how is she managing her money? Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm not going to start managing my money, air quotes, when I am debt-free. It needs to start before that.
Right.
And so that was the big reality check that I had last year. And it's like, I can see it paying off, like pun intended, dividends this year as I move into like balancing that and taking responsibility for myself. So that's a big thing for people to chew on, but I'm just being really honest because I was not in a good place last year financially. Yeah.
No, I'm so glad that you're sharing that. I think so many people will relate to that. And to, you know, just to be honest, like I do believe that, and I think you do too, that there is that like being a vibrational match is still important. And the irony of that I hear in that story is that you actually stepped into like badass entrepreneur Kayla, right? And you were like, I'm going to act like that six, seven figure entrepreneur, which is having a budget sheet, which is having more strategy, which is more taking more action, right? It's like you actually became the vibrational match by like stepping away from the airy fairy, like manifestation work. But so it's like, totally. It's like still worked out.
I know it's so ironic, but right? It's like, it's just funny because it was like I thought I knew what a vibrational match was, and I was trying to do that and like journaling about 10K and paying off debt and going on these luxurious trips. Like I was doing that, but that wasn't actually what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's just sometimes if the energetic work we're doing isn't working, then that's probably not it. But I think there might be just that piece of extra responsibility that's lacking that would actually make a difference.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I truly believe that our soul comes here to learn different things about money. And, you know, I believe that those people that are like, just say these mantras over and over again, just like write $10,000 and put it under your pillow. And like, I believe that must work for some people because there's a hell of a lot of people out there like that. They look very, very successful. I don't think that's what my soul came here to learn about money. Like, I think I've done that, you know, like I understand the energy of it. I think this time around, you and I, and a lot of us are trying to figure out how can I be a vibrational match and make an impact by transforming people's lives in a different way, right? Like, I don't know if that resonates with you at all.
Totally. I think we each have our own way of teaching. And so I think, you know, like when I think of like Amanda Francis or Catherine Zenkina, who they were the initial women that I was learning from in terms of energetic match with money and manifestation, I don't resonate with their work anymore, but they're multimillionaire entrepreneurs because what they do works for a lot of people, but it just wasn't working for me. It doesn't mean what they're doing is wrong. It's just not for me. And so I love and leave and like let them go and do their thing. But I don't think we need to point fingers or make people wrong. And that's something I've really worked on. Like, hey, like give up being righteous. It's going to work for some people, not for others. Just like let people find what they need and go with it.
Right. And I'm happy for them that that works. And, you know, like I tried and that's definitely where I started. And for me, it's like, it works in some areas, you know, like some areas I can manifest very quickly by just shifting my thoughts and saying some mantras and it's like, oh, there it is. Boom. But it hasn't been the case like that for money with me. And, you know, I think I've got more like root chakra, like karmic ancestral stuff that I'm clearing out in the process, but it's fascinating. So let's move back to the gene keys because, you know, I have talked about human design some on the podcast, but this is really the first time bringing gene keys to the table. So maybe just talk a little bit about like human design and gene keys, like how they work together and maybe how you use them together in your process.
Yes. So the gene keys, people listening, they'll be familiar with human design more than gene keys, obviously, but let's say just to make it simple, when you look at the human design chart, you're going to see all the numbers. They're called gates inside the centers, which are the shapes on the body graph. And those gates are part of a system called the I Ching, which is a Chinese divination text. So it's like the 64 streams of consciousness. And within those streams of consciousness, there's different frequencies. There's like the low, mid, and high frequency. So the gene keys are sharing the I Ching system that human design also uses. And then there's also the astrology aspect of the planets that comes into the gene keys. So the gene keys, what happens is the planetary placements that you have from your birth date create the golden path in the gene keys, which if you look up your gene keys, go to the gene keys website, that's the best place to do it for free. You'll see a bunch of little spheres with lines in different colors. There's going to be like a green section, a red section, and a blue section. So the green is the activation, the red is the Venus, and the blue is the pearl. So your gene keys show you your roadmap for how you experience certain themes in your life in different areas of your life. So for the example, the activation sequence, and I'll talk about it from a business lens too, because I kind mm-hmm. of created this concept. The activation sequence is like, what activates you? What are your zones of genius? And I also look at this to be the foundation of your business. Like, what is it that's going to bring the core stability to your business? And it's like, these are the big themes that you're here to bring to the clients that you work with. And then we look at the Venus sequence, and this has to do with unconditional love, your relationships, the unconscious imprinting that you've received growing up between the ages of like womb all the way to 21. And there's a lot of wisdom in here for us to unpack so that we can really open up our heart. And I use this sequence specifically to help people connect with their ideal clients and really get connected with themselves so that when they come forth to share their work, they're just in that state of love. And then we go into the pearl sequence, and this is about prosperity. So it's really what I love about the pearl sequence is that it just like, that was the first sequence I dove into when I was in my, I'm going to manifest money to solve all my problems.
Same. I did it first. And I know. They say like, you know, technically you're not supposed to start here, but you can. And I was like, I'm doing
it. Yeah. Oh, I went for it. And I was like, tell me how I'm going to manifest more money. And the thing with the pearl sequence is that it's about how you're designed to be of service. It's not about how much money you're able to make. There's no like, yes, you have a specific pearl sphere that's like about your prosperity, but it's like how you co-create prosperity with others. So I love to use this sequence specifically with entrepreneurs and looking at how are you designed to be of service. And I help people find their niche and their ideal client through that sequence. So the gene keys are much more contemplative. So if I were to compare and contrast human design and gene keys, like the gene keys are more of like your path and how you move through your life, like on a daily basis, monthly, yearly, like momentarily basis. And then your human design, I like to use with how you take action. And it's like kind of the vehicle for how you move through your experience of the gene keys. So I bring these together and like I compare and contrast the channels. I talk about the gates. I talk about, you know, the centers that can show up in the gene keys. So I really bring them together because like I said, they're connected through the I Ching. So I love to bring it together because it gives people a bit more substance. Because sometimes with human design, they're like, oh, strategy and authority, like, I don't get it. But then I'm like, oh, but look at this theme that shows up in your relationships. Look at this theme that shows up in the constant challenges that you face in your business. And then how can you operate using your human design? So I'm obsessed with synthesizing the two systems. And I just think it's so fun and people really enjoy it.
Yeah. And you're very, very good at it. Just hearing you talk about it. I mean, you're very, very good at it. So I did have some questions from people wanting to talk more specifically about the pearl sequence, because like you said, we all want to make more money. We all want to enjoy prosperity. So are you comfortable going through each of the different spheres and just kind of talking, you know, briefly about what we're looking at inside of the pearl sequence?
Totally. So in the pearl sequence, we start at the vocation, which finishes as the core wound in the Venus sequence. And your vocation is the energetic imprinting that you get 90 to 88 days before you're born inside of the womb of your mother. And this wounding is particularly about like the greatest fear that we have around being alone. And it's like what we're here to heal and process. And it gets to become our biggest core talent of how we are of service to others. So what I love is I'm obviously going to use my own gene keys as an example, just because I know them well. I have the 34 in my vocation, and the 34 is found in the sacral center. The shadow is force. And then we have strength and majesty. So when I started to contemplate, like really looking at how much I force things in my life and in my business, I can really catch myself, especially because I'm a sacral generator. So you can see how I'm like connecting these two things, right? When I catch myself, when I'm forcing things, and I look at, well, how can I have the strength to respond in the correct timing to like utilize my energy to the best way possible? So when I'm coaching clients, what I notice is like, I can see when they're forcing things a mile away. And usually people come to work with me because they are forcing things, yeah, and they want to stop forcing things.
It's not working.
Totally. It's just not working. So yeah, they're frustrated, right? So like, that's an example. It's like a common core wound that you have, and your pearl sequence starts with being able to take that and support others with your gift and your city of that gene key. So when we go to the culture sphere, which is the second sphere, this sphere is how I describe it is I've seen some stuff online where people are like, oh, this is your niche. And I don't like to say that it's your niche because it's not your niche. It's if you think about work culture, like in a corporate environment, it's like the culture that you create with other people. So your culture sphere is like the culture and the ambience of what it's like to work with you, and the people that you connect with are going to be your like-minded people. So when you look at your culture, it's like, okay, people come, you're helping them with, you know, your vocation, you're sharing this, you're creating the culture using the energy of that gene key. And that's how you're creating this community, right? So being of service and creating that prosperous experience for everyone. Yeah. And then when we move to the brand, your brand is also your life's work in the activation sequence. Your brand is like how you make an impression on people. It's like how you, like the word brand is actually known as Brennan, which means sword, and it means to burn. So if you think about branding, like I've used this example, like if you brand the hide of a cattle, like you're branding it, right? Like you're making that impression. And so it's like, that's the energy and how you make an impression with the people that you work with. So I have the 36, the shadow is turbulence. I have compassion and humanity. So if you think about this entire conversation until now, you're going to hear the amount of humanity and compassion that I have and the way that I show up, because that's literally my life's work. Turbulence. Look how long it took me to have breakthroughs in my business. Like it's just there and I own it. Mm-hmm. When we get into the pearl, this is how I describe, like it's your pearls of wisdom. And it's like how you unlock prosperity for yourself and others. And so for me, I have the 15th there. And the 15th gene key in human design is known as the gate of extremes. So what I love is that I'm really good at supporting people with living the extremes in their life and trusting the timing, because the city of the 15 is fluorescence, trusting the timing of how they create prosperity in their life. So it's like really helping them get grounded. The 15 is also part of the 515 channel, which is the G center to the sacral. It's a channel of rhythm. So it's like how you create prosperity is through finding your own rhythm, because the 15 is in the G center, and that's identity and direction. So when I look at, you know, my pearl sequence, and I talk about the different spheres, you can see how I bring this. This is how you bring your energy to the table to be of service to the people that you work with. And it can bring you clarity in terms of your niche and your ideal client. So I feel like I said a lot, but hopefully people are like, can see a picture coming yes, together.
You did say a lot. I'm so impressed with how you can just whip this stuff out. So for our listeners, because that was a lot, Keela has what, 300 and I don't know, almost 400 podcasts out there where she talks about all of this stuff. And I highly recommend the podcast. So if you want to go deeper with it, definitely go check out the podcast. But just to kind of like back up a little bit. So what it sounds like is that, you know, we have these spheres, and if we are leaning into the higher vibration of it, we are going to experience a higher vibration of prosperity, right? But each of those spheres has a lower vibration as well. So if we are, you know, hanging out in low vibration and, you know, like, for example, my culture is the 40.1, which is divine will is the city, right? Exhaustion is the shadow frequency. So if I'm hanging out in exhaustion, which I have been doing quite a bit over the last year, if I'm honest, I'm not in the level of prosperity. I'm not like feeling and enjoying the level of prosperity that is that I'm truly capable of, right? Does that make, is that making sense at all?
Yeah, that's definitely a point to be made. But I also think that I don't want people to associate, oh, if I'm in the shadow, then I'm not prosperous. Like, I think when I described in the masterclass series, and some people gave me really good feedback on this analogy, it was like your shadows are your points of resilience. And I describe it like hitting a trampoline. So you go to hit the trampoline, and then you're going to go back up again, right? So it's almost like informing you, like, hey, there's something to look at here. What is it? So that you can move back into the higher frequencies. And even then, like, let's say, you know, if you're sharing with me, Keela, like, I'm experiencing a lot of exhaustion, knowing that you're an emotional sacral generator, it's like, okay, well, how are you taking action in your business where you're not lit up by what you're doing and it's causing you to be exhausted? Mm-hmm. So there's things like that that I would look at where it's like, oh, I'm in the shadow. I don't know how to get out of it. And you get really in your head and it's like, well, how are you being? How are you taking action in your life? And that's where I bring in the human design aspect, because how you as a generator would take action with that 40 in the culture would be different than how a projector would right. take action with the 40 in the culture. So those are the nuances, but like, I'm here for the nuances.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's also fascinating. So this is truly a question, because like I said, I'm fairly new to the Gene Keys, relatively speaking, even though I've been like totally digging in for about a year now. So as far as the culture goes, you said that like, that's like the experience, right? The ambiance, the kind of, I don't know, what was that the word you used? Ambiance?
Yeah, it's like ambiance, but just think if people think culture, and it's like the culture that you create with the people that you work with. It's kind of like the contrast would be a work culture in a corporate environment. Like, you know, you have to create a work culture together. And it's like when you're in alignment, that's when you have community and connection, right? So when you look at like, I, for example, you having the 40 there, it's like you would really be helping people processing their exhaustion. And can you remind me what the gift is? I'm totally having a
resolve.
Blank. Yes. Resolve. So it's like, yeah. So the question is, if you're exhausted, usually when people are exhausted, there's a lot on their plate. There's too many things on their plate, or they're people pleasing. They're doing things they don't want to be doing. And it's like, well, what is it that you need to resolve in order to really get to that point of divine will? And the 40 is found in the heart center. Mm-hmm. In the human design body graph, right? The heart center is all about your desires and your commitment. So it's like, where are you overcommitting? Where are you not like using your divine strength and drive with the heart center to take action towards what it is you actually want? So that's why I love to bring in human design, because it gives it a little bit more context of like, the 40 is part of the channel of aloneness. I think it is. It connects to the 37 in the emotional solar plexus. So there's a lot of emotionality there as well, but it's also going to be deeply rooted in your desires. So where are you overcommitting? Like, why are you exhausted? What do you need to resolve? Mm-hmm. And what do you actually need to commit to instead? So it's like, you can bring that to the table in terms of how you support your clients, you're probably going to see those themes in them. And it's like, okay, what do we need to resolve in order for you to, you know, experience what your version of divine will is?
Yes. Okay. So that makes so much sense. And I think that it kind of brings me back to the story that you just told too, and that resolve of like recognizing, yes, I want to move from point A to point B, but what I'm doing right now isn't working, right? Like, and that like change of direction of like, what can I actually do? And sometimes that resolve is like, I need to take action in this more structured way. I think I do that with people a lot, kind of help them recognize where they need to like, okay, stop saying yes to the wrong people, stop saying yes to the wrong things. You're going to have to let go of some of these things that aren't lighting you up, right? And isn't it funny how we can be so good at helping other people do it and still be doing the same shit?
Yes.
So one more question on culture. And again, this is like a personal question for myself because I've just been pondering this. So each of the gates, right? Each of the spheres in the number has a line, has a number next to it. So mine's like 40.1. So the line one is individual. So does that mean that I'm meant to work with individuals? Because there's other places in my chart that like sort of lend to working in groups and like reaching a lot of people. But is that how you would read that? Or I'm just curious your take on that.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get really hung up on the specific word that is the line expression. But if you actually look at, and I have a resource that we can drop in the show notes that talks about all the lines, expressions for human design profiles and even gene keys. But the line expression, the one line, if you look at all the flavors, because all the spheres, the one line is going to be a different expression, but they all hold Sure. the same sort of backdrop, right? So the one line is like foundation, it's creator, it's, you know, individual in the sense that in that particular sphere, it's like about what is it that you're creating to be passed on? Like, it's like you're helping people create the foundation. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're working one-on-one with people, but you may find that, you know, you're discovering for yourself, like, hey, I'm exhausted in this work that I'm doing. And then you discover what it is that you're going to share with others to help them not be exhausted in the work that they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's like the one line is, it's the investigative aspect. You know, we talk about the investigator in the one line for human design, creator, foundation. The one line is also known as fear motivation in human design. So it's like, what is the unknown? So I like to take all of the flavors of the lines and look at it from that context, because then it paints a bigger picture than just like, what does individual mean?
Yeah.
So it's like starting from the bottom and building up.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. And then did we talk about the pearl? Did we end up talking about the final piece of that?
I did. I talked about how I had the 15th gene key in the pearl, but if you wanted me to go deeper into the pearl, I can do that.
Well, you've mentioned this a couple times in your podcast, and, I also have a four line. So going back to the lines, right, in that expression. So talk about maybe what, if you have a, whatever your number is, 0.4, what does that mean in that pearl sequence in that specific spot?
Yeah. So the fourth line is known as the charity line. And again, we were just talking about the one line in the culture. And when you look at the four line across all the gene keys throughout the golden path, you're going to see the themes of like network, connection, friendship, breath. Like, it's just this connected vibrational energy. And like, there's a lot of community around that. So in the pearl specifically, it's known as the charity line. So it's funny because, again, when I was in my I'm manifesting money to solve all my problems era, and I saw that I had a four line in the pearl, and it was like charity, like you're here to give it all away. I was literally in the mindset of, well, if I give it all away, like there's nothing left for me. I was so mad. I was like, stupid gene keys. So what I realized from that is, and this is a realization that I've had fairly recently, is that, you know, it's people get afraid to give it all away. They're like, well, if I just give it all away in my content, why the fuck would they sign up for my program? Like, people think like that, like there's like this finite amount of information and wisdom that we have, but really we're infinite. And so, for example, the masterclass series, I was like, here's how to build your signature program in 3 days. Like, some people be like, I don't need your signature program now, Kayla, because right. You just gave me the whole farm. But for me, I'm like, well, I know that I'm going to go and learn more and I'm going to put more into this program. And it's never actually going to be the same because it's always evolving. So what I realized with the four line is a charity is like, there's always more to give. And I just live in that state now. It's like, okay, you know, I have so many freebies. I have so many podcast episodes. I send an email every week. I post like 5 days a week. Like, I'm constantly giving. And it's like, people are appreciative of that. They get what they need. And it's like being a contribution to society. Like that's how I see it now. And it's coming from this place of abundance rather than like, well, if I just give everything away, there's nothing left for me. So any, whatever your gene key is, I would contemplate the shadow gift in city. So for me, the 15th, it's like the shadow is dullness. And then we have magnetism and fluorescence. And so again, I talked about it being the G center, like your identity, your direction, part of that channel of rhythm. And it's like, I'm really here to help people flourish in their own timing. It's like, I'm going to give you the resources. I'm going to give you as much as I can so that you feel supported in flourishing in your own timing. Right. And I'm going to help you create that polarity, because dullness, when there's dullness, there's a lack of polarity. Like, okay, what can I give you to create that polarity so that you can magnetize, which is the gift, what it is that you really want to call in for yourself and your business. So I hope that that example kind of paints a picture and also like addresses the fourth line, because I really had to contemplate that. But now it's like, I love it. Whereas before I was like being pouty.
Well, and it goes back to where we were talking about, where it's like everybody, our soul came here with a different mission around money, right? Like to learn different things. And when I saw that mine was charity, I was like, I was really conflicted, because, you know, we go through all these years of learning how to quote do business. And I feel like I've learned a lot of things through the years that have almost like programmed me out of that. You know, like the person that I came into in business, that didn't even feel like I was going to be a business person at all. Right. Like I'm not an entrepreneur. I still feel weird with that word. It's like, I'm like, this is not me, but I was really good at giving away. Right. And so I wanted to give my services away. And so I got really good at learning how to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And like really declare my value and up my rates and like through the years. And so it's almost like I've swung too far the other way, if that makes sense. And then when I saw that four line and it was talking about charity, I was like, oh, good Lord. I felt like I had to just like wipe it all clean. And I'm sort of starting over as far as what do I think, like, what do I on the inside want? What does my soul actually want to experience? So, but yeah, like it feels so good to just give stuff away. But I noticed that like that business, programming from different courses and things that I've taken through the years, like people in my ear, like, you know, do you want it to be a hobby business or do you want to have like an actual real business? Like, I remember somebody saying that to me. It obviously made an impression and it did, you know, it did what it needed to at the time. But now I'm like circling back to, okay, what else does this mean? What does this look like for my business? So I appreciate that you have a four line so that we could talk that through. I really did.
Yes. No, I haven't like spoken about it specifically on a podcast episode before. So I love that we were able to go into that. And again, it kind of ties into the behavior around money and like my story of what I shared earlier, because it's just, we have so much to give, but when we give so much that there is nothing left for us, then we've swung too far. Right. So it's like, it's really looking at creating that balance where everybody wins. Like, I want to make sure that even if people don't sign up to work with me in Signature Program by Design, like you have the masterclass series, you have my podcast channel, you have all my episodes and, or my posts on Instagram. Like there's so much there for you. Like, I'm not going to leave you hanging dry. Right. So I think that's the difference. There's like a fine line with that.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm doing right now, is trying to figure out, like, my focus is very much on how can I make this easier for them, for my people, like kind of going back to how can I give them the resources? Because just like you, yeah, you did that 3-day masterclass, and you did give us the farm, but I still left going, and I need her to help me do this, you know, because when you're in your genius zone, that's the vibe that you get. And people are like, yeah, I want that. So, what do you think if somebody's listening to this, because we've talked about so much and I didn't, you know, like we didn't pump the brakes and slow down and like go through human design and go through, you know, the specifics, which I feel really comfortable with because you have your podcast out there. And I know that if people are like, okay, this is landing, I need to go learn more, they can go check out your podcast. But if somebody wanted to like right now be like, okay, I want to next level move into alignment with my human design, with my gene keys in my business, like what would be the first thing that you would tell people to do?
Yeah. So I think, oh, this is such a loaded question. Like, where do I even start? Okay.
And go.
Two things. First thing is, I think that I love to get into the nuance with human design. And I think people are like, oh, I'm a 2-4 ego projector. Like they just like, that's my type, my whatever, my authority. And I'm like, okay. I love to get people to look at their unconscious chart. because their unconscious chart and their conscious chart. So what that means is that when you look at your human design, so I use Genetic Matrix. This is my favorite platform because I find the colors is just easy to read compared to other platforms that I've seen. Your quantum design, when you look at your chart, you're going to see the symbols of the planets on either side with the gates that we talked about. That was the planetary placements of your design. On the right-hand side in the black, that's your conscious side. That's the day you're born. The unconscious side is 88 days before the day you're born. So this is another thing people get caught up on. I'm kind of like side noting this. People are like, but my design date, 88 days before, I was supposed to be born on this day, but I was born on this day. I was born March 18th. My design date is December 21st. It's based on the day that you're born because people think, oh, but December 24th, then you project that you're going to be born on this date, right? But that's not how it works. So that energetic imprinting, the unconscious side, that's connected to your body. So it's interesting. Let's say a really great example, and I see this mostly with manifesting generators because, you know, they have usually more definition. They have more splits because they've got the sacral and the throat defined at minimum. One of my girlfriends, she is a 1-3 sacral manifesting generator. Consciously, she's a reflector. When you just look at the energetic imprinting from her birthday, she's a reflector. Unconsciously, she is a self-projected projector. And so when I sat down with her and I explained, like, when you feel bitterness, because she's going to feel bitterness, she's going to feel disappointment, she's going to feel anger, she's going to feel dissatisfaction, she's going to feel like from four different types because she has it inside of her. And it's like, when you can pinpoint like, oh, I feel bitterness. It's like, well, where are you not being recognized? Where are you showing up where you're not being invited? And there's like a deeper level of going beyond, well, I'm not responding and informing because I'm a Mani-Gen. So I really love to get people into the nuance and like deeply integrate the layers of their human design, because then, you know, even though she's a manifesting generator, she rests a lot because she has a reflector and projector side. She's not like running around with her head cut off like they say sacral beings do. And so she, like, if you actually look at her business model, it actually works a lot better for a projector than a Mani-Gen. I would not think she was a manifesting generator the way she's building her business, because she's tuned into what her body needs. So that's the first thing with human design. And then with the gene keys, I think the first thing to get into is, even though Kelly and I went into the Pearl sequence, I want to invite everyone to go into the activation sequence, because that's going to tell you your four zones of genius. And it's going to show you the common challenges that you experience in your life and in your business, so that you can really deeply integrate that and feel confident with it. Cause it's going to help you build the foundation to how you show up in your business. When you know who you are and what you bring to the table, it's way easier to be confident. It's way easier to sell. It's way easier to know specifically the problems that you can solve for your clients. Like, there's a lot of like foundational, like grounding energy there. And so I would recommend people to just go into the activation sequence first and allow that to unfold, and then go into the Venus and the Pearl sequence. So, and the other thing is too, if I were to bring the two together, you know, you can look at, how do I experience my activation sequence from my unconscious chart? How do I experience it from my quantum? How do I consciously experience it? So you can like contemplate it from different lenses of your human design, even though your activation sequence, it never changes, but your human design, you're going to have like those, you could have those multiple layers. I'm a 6-2 sacral generator through and through, because I only have two centers. They're connected. So I don't have like the fluctuation like some other people do when they look at, you know, the contrasting charts.
Yeah, I think that I'm a generator through and through also. On the Genetic Matrix site, is there a place where you can actually look at your unconscious chart?
Yes, I love that you asked this. Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure if you have to have the pro account, but somebody told me that you don't, because I've always had the pro account. But if you look at, when you look up your chart, there'll be a drop down menu, it'll say quantum. And if you click that, you can choose design, which is for your unconscious chart. That'll be all the red definition. And then personality is going to be your conscious side, which will be all the black definition. And if you do have to pay for a Genetic Matrix Pro, you can pay for a day's access, and it's literally a couple dollars. Oh, wow. So you can just go in there, take your screenshots. Awesome. Yeah. And that's it. So you don't have to like pay the amount for the year, just pay for a day and take screenshots.
Yes. Okay. So here's another question. I just happened to go ahead and put my chart in, cause I was like poking around looking at the Genetic Matrix site. And my chart was ever so slightly different by one gate, but it was a really important one, because I think I told you I have an undefined G center, but I did have that 125 gate in the other charts. But in the Genetic Matrix one, I'm wide open in the G center. And I was like, well, that makes so much sense, because I do feel like a reflector a lot of times.
Yes. So this is, I've said this to people as well, because I had somebody come into my DMs and they were saying how on one site they were this type and this profile, and then on this site they were not. Like one site they were like a projector, the other one they were like a manager. Wow. They're like,
That's a big difference.
I know. There's like very, I know it's huge. So I was like, okay, yes, there's definitely, I've definitely heard of situations where there's nuances because, you know, one site says one thing and the other says the other. And she's like, but I feel like I'm a projector, but it's showing up as a manager. And I was like, okay, so that's when I told her, I said, go look up your unconscious chart. And she was unconsciously a projector, but she's like, okay, I think I'm going to trust genetic matrix, because she was able to see like unconsciously I'm a projector and she could relate to mm-hmm. it more. But the other thing you can do too is like, even when people don't have a set birth time, there's an option on genetic matrix where you can run like a series of charts over a certain amount of time. And if you sit down with someone and they can ask you questions, like if I'm trying to figure out what somebody's chart time is, you know, their profile will usually change over a couple hours and it'll change some of the centers, and I'll ask them questions based on their profile, because I'll be like, you know, if there's a 5-1 versus a 2-4, the way that they live their life is going to be very mm-hmm. different, right? So then I can kind of pinpoint it from there. And then intuitively they'll trust like, okay, I am a 2-4. I'm going to go with this birth time because that's what I know. So there's definitely nuance there. Kind of have to trust yourself in deciding what you want to be accurate. Yeah. And then, you know, cause I did that too. I went on genetic matrix in another site and I was like totally different designs. And then I was like, really had to sit down and I was like, no, I am a 6-2 sacral generator. Like I can feel that. And I just mm-hmm. took it. And I believed this for the last 3 years.
Yeah. And I like to remind people that it is literally impossible to put the complexity of the universe in a chart, you know, like there's just no freaking way we could do that. And we try, and it's like really fun to see what we've done with the charts, but and I'm so grateful we have them, but yeah, I just was curious how often you see that happen. Cause I was like, oh, I don't even have the 25. Yeah. That feels accurate. Cause you know, having that open G center is like a little mini reflector. And even though most of my centers are defined, I think that I very much resonate with that, and I can get whipped around by the energies around me if I'm not too careful with boundaries and grounding myself and all that. So this has been so good. I did want to just talk about one more thing if you have a couple more minutes. One of the ways that you described the activation sequence that I just thought was so helpful. And by the way, I think you have a way of describing these pretty complex subjects and kind of breaking it down into a way where it's like, oh, okay, I can put that into action. So again, people go check out her podcast, because it's very, very digestible, I think. I'm trying to think of exactly what it was, but you were talking about how like we have our shadows and our charts, right? And I loved what you said earlier about like not looking at the shadow like it's bad. Cause I like that perspective as well. It's like, we're humans, we're here to like kind of play with that shadow and learn how to move through it. And right. Like learn how to live in the higher vibration, but the shadow is still there. But you said something to the effect of like, if we can look at our shadows, like my words are like, it's like our street smarts. Do you remember saying that? It's like, it's like, this is how you've gained wisdom through your life, because this is what you're dealing with. And this is what you can offer, you know, like, sure, you're dealing with doubt. Let me fucking help you through that. I know this is what we need to do.
Yes. I think, yeah, I love how you use the expression of like street smarts. Cause it's like, those are the common themes of challenges you experience. So for me, the four spheres that I have in the activation sequence, I have the shadow of turbulence, conflict, and then I have dullness in my purpose sphere, and then self-obsession. So for me, when I look at how I support my clients and even the constant challenges that I need to process, like turbulence in business, like things go up and down, like I know how to navigate that. When people are in the shit, I'm like, I got you. Like, let's go. Conflict. That can be conflict with ourselves. It can be conflict with our partners, with our business partners, you know, with clients. Like, I know how to navigate conflict in a way that's diplomatic, where you can have peace, which is the sixth gene key, right? And then, yeah, the 10 is huge. Like the 10 with the shadow of self-obsession, like that's in the G center. And it's like, it's natural. The gift is naturalness. And then we have being, which is the city. It's natural to be obsessed with how we see ourselves, how other people see us, how many signups we've had, how many people are buying. Like that is a natural thing, but it's like, how can you just allow it to be without letting it fully control you and have it show up as inauthentic, right? And egoistic. And then when we look at the purpose sphere, like that dullness, I already talked about the 15 because it's also in my pearl. You know, when people are just like, I'm doing all the things and literally nothing is working. Like there's no polarity there. And it's like, oh, you want to create some polarity? Like, let's get in there. You know, like, let me show you how to create magnetism. And I think magnetism it's funny because magnetism is like very close with manifestation. Like, oh, I want to magnetize your manifestations. And obviously through this conversation, you can hear that I'm like, you want to magnetize things? Let's look at the action that you need to take to bring right. those things in, right? So, you know, it's mm-hmm. like looking at your shadows are the gifts because that's what you bring to the table. Right. It's like, right. it's like someone who's experienced massive amounts of grief because they've lost their life partner. They fucking know how to support other people who've lost their life partner because they've lived it. Right. So that's like really what your activation sequence, I mean, all your shadows, but in particular, the activation sequence are like your zones of genius, right? Your gifts are your zones of genius. Your shadows are your zones of genius as well. And your cities.
Yeah. I love that perspective. I think even just talking about it in the way that you did, it shines light on the shadow and it softens it. Right. It's like, if my shadow can be my gift because I have lived this and I've experienced it and I have wisdom behind it, then already it's like lighter and brighter and we shift more into the gift. Right. It's like so easy in that way. When I started looking at the gene keys, I was like, okay, I've been doing all this like deep transformational work with people for 10 years now, really closer to like 12 or 13. If you go way back to when I first started doing all my trainings and stuff, but I'm like, all that work that we do to like investigate and find out what our core wounds are and like where we need to, you know, where are the deeper places that we need to go and shift? I'm like, it's all right there. Like, it's all right there. The shadows are all right there. The gifts are all right there. Right. I'm like, this makes my work so much easier and like just move so much faster. It's incredible. I feel like incorporating the human design and gene keys, I mean, especially the gene keys recently, I'm like, good Lord, if I'd had this years ago.
Yes. And I love using this as a tool. Like even when obviously I talk about it, how to use it as a tool for like your business foundation or your niche and your ideal client. But I remember I was working with a client in Signature Program by Design, and she was about to kick off a membership and she was like really self-sabotaging, like holding herself back. And she's like, I don't want to put this out there. I'm traveling. I need to do this masterclass. And like, people haven't signed up yet. And I was just listening to her. And then I'm looking at her gene keys and she has the 45 in her life's work and the shadow is dominance. And I was like, and I said to her, I'm like, you know what? You are trying to dominate this launch. You're trying to control it. The 45 is in the throat center, reaching for the heart center. And it's all about like your voice, but it's like, what can I say to get people to sign up? Like, what can I say to have people buy? And I was like, you're here to create synergy and communion. That's the gift and the city. And I was like, how are you going to create synergy if you're here trying to control how people are going to sign up for your membership? And she was like, holy shit. So it wasn't like I said, oh, your self-doubt, let's reframe your self-doubt. I was like, your literal life's work is showing up right now. And if you're not going to take responsibility for dominance, no one's signing up. So she got her head out of her butt. And literally within 3 days, she had 7 people sign up. It was like an incredible opening to her membership that she just started. And it was just like right away, she created synergy and communion. She's like, the conversation, Kayla, was absolutely amazing with the women who joined. And I was like, yes, yes. And it was just there in her gene keys. Like we were actually laughing because it was so obvious. And it was just beyond a mindset shift around self-doubt. It was like, it's right there. These are your options. How are you going to get into synergy and communion? And it was like such a beautiful breakthrough for her.
Oh my God. I love that. Do you have a sphere or a gate that you saw that you were like, oh shit. Yeah. That explains everything. Do any of them come to mind?
For myself or for you? I think for me, I it's got to be the 36. I know that's my life's work, but it's also in my conscious Mercury. So I speak often about turbulence and compassion and humanity. But I think that for me, whenever I really feel like I'm in turbulence and I'm like, oh God, like I'm going to look like a fraud. This isn't working out how I want it to work. And I'm like really in like the emotional wave of the 36. I just allow myself to look at the humanness. Like, Kayla, you're not going to get this right every time. Right. Like you can't control everything. Mm-hmm. Like just be fucking real and honest, which I was throughout the entire masterclass series. And I talked about the time it took me to get these results. Like I wasn't like, oh, 2 weeks, I got 200 people to sign up. It's like, well, actually this took 9 months. Mm-hmm. Don't buy into the 2 week thing. It's a 9 month process. Right. And I think just having that compassion that we are going to have that self-doubt come in, we are going to go on those waves. And that's just the reality. Like that's kind of the choice and the privilege of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. I think for me, I have the 31 in the evolution, which is, The gift is leadership and the city is humility and the shadow is arrogance. And I think if I had seen that, like, I don't know, when I was 15, you know, like so much would have been easier. I mean, obviously I couldn't have understood all this when I was younger, but I feel like, you know, I can see these patterns of like bouncing between like overconfidence and like feeling like a piece of shit and like bouncing. And like, now that I know that that's a shadow, it just feels like it has less of a hook on me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to run from it anymore. I'm kind of like, oh, this is just kind of what this leadership means, right? You have this backside. And obviously arrogance means something a little bit different in the Gene Keys if you go into it. I'm sure you know about that, but it's kind of the arrogance, like we're talking about, of like knowing or feeling like you can, like as a person, you actually have control over the world, like the arrogance of the manifestation process, really, which is so ironic because I believe in it so wholeheartedly, but it's like that polarity of like, and you're a speck and you're co-creating with the universe, right? Like, yes, you can do all of your work, but at the end of the day, you're still co-creating. So you might as well try to get in flow with what the universe wants for you, what your soul wants for you, and quit fighting with the ego, right? But I just feel like learning that arrogance was like a big shadow for me. Now I feel, like you said, I already feel more confident being like, and I can fucking help somebody do that. Like, I can help somebody understand that now. So beautiful. This was so, so, so good. Anything else that you just like want people to know? How can they find you? Anything else that's just kind of on your mind?
Yeah, I think if I were to kind of leave a piece of wisdom with the listeners is when it comes to human design and Gene Keys, a lot of people, they're just going to go in and try to, quote, learn as much as possible, like memorize everything and all of this. And what you really need to do, and I use the word need because it's the truth in this conversation, in this moment, is to go and live it, go and experiment with it. You know, for example, when I take people through my signature program by design program, and the beginning is very much about getting into the human design and Gene Keys, I literally say in the video, please do not just watch this and then sit at your desk and take notes. Pick a Gene Key in the activation sequence, because that's what we're focused on, and go for a fucking walk and let it speak to you. Like, it's a spiritual experience to contemplate your Gene Keys and your human design. And if you're just trying to learn everything, you're not actually living it. So I want to remind people how important it is to live this work, because that's where the transformation comes from.
Totally. I'm so glad you said that, because people do, they like want to get in their head and understand it. And they kind of like beat their head against the wall. But really it is about like learning about it and then opening and allowing it to like seep in, right, on a deeper level.
Yes.
And so that it becomes who we are. Yeah. Beautiful. I'm
totally.
So glad we ended with that. So how can people find you? Is your cart still open for your signature design? Wait, did I say that right?
Signature program by design. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a kind of a mouthful, but I still love the name of it. So right now you can find me on Instagram at Kayla G. And my podcast channel, which we mentioned a couple of times, is called Living in Fierce Alignment. So there's hundreds, almost 400 episodes. I'll be hitting 400 this year, which is awesome. Really cool. Yeah. So you can find me in those spaces. My website, KaylaG.com. Signature Program by Design is an evergreen program.
Okay.
So if you're like, I want to sign up for this, then send me a message. Let's have a conversation, because now is the time to bring in energetics. This is what I say, 100% energetics, 100% strategy. And I also love to say, and I said this a lot in the masterclass series, is like, we're not here to fuck around and find out. Like, we're here to figure it out and get it done. Like, that's the energy that I bring to the people that I work with. Like, we're doing the damn thing. And you also get to have fun living your human design and Gene Key. So it's not just like the bro marketing and boring business things that spiritual entrepreneurs don't want to get caught up doing. That's not how it works.
No, they won't. They will refuse.
Yes. So find me, connect with me, Instagram, my podcast. And yeah, there's going to be, I mentioned a lines resource in the show notes. There's going to be other freebies in there as well that you can grab.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.